Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose. Thank you for tuning in. It is Sunday, July the 30th, 2017. It's 5 o'clock, and I am going to be coming to you with the word that God has given me to share with you today. And in my broadcast today, I would like to also say happy birthday to my sister Pat. Pat Hayes, this is her birthday, and she's celebrating it. So just keep up in prayers, and that God will continue to let her celebrate her life and let God use her and fill her with his spirit to walk in obedience to what he wants her to do. So keep her in prayer. And today I am going to be coming out of Proverbs. I'm going to go into prayer, and then I'm going to share the word with you. Father God, I thank you right now for right now. I thank you for giving me this chance, this opportunity to bring your word one more time, Father God. I ask, Father God, that I would decrease as you increase in me, Father God. I ask, Father God, that I be led according to what the Holy Ghost is guiding me to go, Father God, that this word will be a blessing unto someone today, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for using me and giving me this platform to go forward right now, Father God. Thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray unto you right now, God, make me better, Lord. Let me decrease, Father, as you increase, Father God. Come in here and have thy own way, Father God. Sit and have thy own way, Father God. Bless this word, Father God, for whenever this word may be heard, Father God, it will be a blessing unto your people. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this time and opportunity. In Jesus' name I pray. I will be coming out of Proverbs 14 and 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end there are the ways of death. And that's when I was pouring that song, Fill Me, Lord, Fill Me with More of You. We need to ask God to fill us with more of him so we can do and walk into obedience to what God has assigned us to do. The message today, we must do it the way, we must do it God's way. What way, what the way that God has assigned us to do it. We are on assignments. We have been commissioned to do things, but we have to stop trying to do it our way. We set up our own agendas. We set up our own messages. We have to start standing still, asking God what he wants us to do and how he wants us to do, that we may be speaking from the depths of our heart that God will bless the things that we do. As we ask God, what is our assignment, and if this is what you want me to do, we must be obedient to what God is telling us. We must get out of our own self-way. I used to hear my uncle, my late uncle, say that all the time, that we're in our own self-way. I used to wonder why he would say that. But now, as I walk my journey, I begin to understand that I am in my own way. I do get in my own way. Yes, I am sometimes my own worst enemy, because once I get out and start doing it my way, then I'm no longer walking and doing it in the will of God. We have to learn how to be obedient to what the will of God is telling us, even when it seems like it's not going the way that we want it to go, even if it seems like our prayers are not being answered the way we want it, even if it seems like everybody's getting blessed but you. We have to still be obedient to what God has said, because we have to understand that there's a time and a season that God has set for all of us. And whatever God say yes, it's going to be a yes, but it's in his time. Remember that even though you've been praying, seem like a long time, it hasn't even been a whole day in God's eyes here. That's why it says that some of the things we're doing, it seems that it's right to us, but it's not right. We know it's not right because anything that goes against what God's word is saying, you know that that is sin. If it is not lining up with the word of God, it is sin. God ain't blessing no mess, you all. And we have to come on up out of that and know that God is not blessing us in this thing, even though things are, Satan has little trickery things that he brings too. Satan will make you think that it's a blessing when it's not a blessing. It's just to keep you barred down in your mess and to keep you going the way that you're going, that you will miss the mark. That's why it talks about in Matthew, it says the road is very narrow and thin, and every now and then you see somebody going. And the reason why is that because all of us have our own personal agendas, and we're doing what we want to do, and then we go back and we take the word of God, and we try to take the word of God and to fix it into, to fit into what we're doing. And then if you are a person that's set out and you're not doing it the way they're doing it, if you're doing it according to the way that God has said to do it, you're too deep. You, girl, God don't mean for that. You know what? You gotta have some fun. You got to do that. But what do God's words say? Are you lining up with what God's word said? Are you doing the assignment that God has given you? Or are you on your own personal agenda? We have to remember that, and we have to understand that this word is really, really important because it was repeated over quite a few times in Proverbs. In Proverbs 16 and 25, it said, "There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof the way of death." It's death. Sin is death, you all. Sin is a death. Sin is death. Death is death unto God. It separates us from God. We have to choose ye this day who we want to serve. We have to learn how to line up with God. That's why last week when I was teaching and preaching on the vows, when you make a vow to God, you got to keep it. We have to stop making vows to God, but then doing it the world's way. We have to stop looking like the world. The world don't come to us. Our families don't come to us because we look just like them. Our families see what we do when we do when we have our family get-togethers. Our families see how we talk. Our families see how we do things. Our families see how we do others. They're not lining up with that. That's why they're seeking out to go somewhere else. And this is not a message to beat up on anybody. It's just that this is what God put in my heart to share with you. And we're praying and we're asking God to help us. Yes, some days we are right on it. And then some days we don't care. We don't care because it's our own personal agenda. So we have to learn how to line up what God saved for us to do. And in Proverbs 12 and 15, it says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that heareth unto the counselor is wise." So this is wise counsel. This is wise information that I'm giving you. So take heed to what I'm saying to you. And let us stop and let us examine ourselves and let us make sure that we're lining up with what God is telling us. And I'm not saying that we can't do and have fun and everything, but we have to make sure that we always present ourselves to be able to bring the word of God, that we are able to bring forward the kingdom of God, that we're able to bring the good news because we have a world out here that's watching us. And if we're doing the same thing that they're doing and saying the same thing that they're doing, what is the difference? If we lukewarm, so what makes you think they're going to catch on fire and want to follow us? We have to realize that we're on an assignment. God has a plan for us, and we must do it His way. It's God's way. It's not our way. And we have to believe that God is in control of us. And we have to believe that God is doing a perfect work in us. That somebody's watching your walk, that somebody is waiting on your story and your testimony to come forward, to pull them up. We have to keep our minds focused on God. And when we begin to focus on God and to understand that God has a perfect will for all of us, that it's about the kingdom of God. That's why it says in Matthew, it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto us." We got to seek God. We got to seek God with our whole heart. If that means that we have to get out ourselves. And sometimes you do get in yourself way. Sometimes you have pity parties. I have pity parties sometimes. Why this ain't going my way? Why I didn't get this? Why they get this? You know what? That ain't about God. That ain't right. That ain't what I'm supposed to be doing. Because what God has for me, it is for me. And when God get ready to bring it to full circle, he'll bring it to full circle. But what I need to be doing as his daughter, as a minister out here, I need to be going forward to tell about the good news of God. I need to be raising my voice like a trumpet to let you all know that there is good news and God is in full control. And to know that the ways of sin is death. We got to get that, you all. And we wonder what's going on in our streets and what's going on all is because of we are his people. It says in Chronicles, if my people, which are called by his name, we got to be called by God. And if we're called by his name according to his way and his will, then we'll turn from the things that we're doing that's not lining up with the word of God. Come on, y'all. We can do this. God left us in charge. When Jesus left, he left us. He said we would do better things and greater things. Come on, let us line up with what the word of God is telling us to do. Let us stop being lukewarm because it tells us in Revelation, lukewarm, he spewed them out. And you don't want God to, you don't want him to return and he look at you and you say, well, I was preaching, I was teaching, I was prophesying. And he said, depart from me. You did all that in iniquity. I don't know you. We don't want that. We want to light on what God is telling us to do. We want to be brave soldiers. We want to help our brothers and our sisters. We want to reach down. We want to be preaching as witness, true witnesses of Jesus Christ that will help someone along their way. God did not bring us this far to leave us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And I have to tell you this one thing, too. When you're going through and things are not going your way, Satan brings all kind of tricks and trickery before you to get you to divert. He wants us to denounce Christ, but we can't do it. We got to stand, and we got to stand when we've done all we can do. We got to stand on the word of God. We got to know that God's word is not coming back void. You got to know that you know that you know that he's in control. You got to believe with all that's within you. Stand strong in him. And know that God is going to bring everything out all right. And as God beginning to bring things out all right in your assignment, Satan gets really busy. He will trick you if he can. He'll have you standing alone and saying, oh, I'm all alone. You are not alone. You will never be alone. God promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And when you need somebody, God will send somebody. When you need to be encouraged, God will send somebody. I got a call today from a girl that I grew up with, haven't talked to, I guess, over 50 years. And she called me today to encourage me. That's God doing. That's nothing. I couldn't have did that myself. So I'm telling you, when you need something and you need somebody, the people you think is going to be there may not be there, but God got somebody. So when you trust in God and you put your all in him, he is going to be right there when you need him. Just trust him. And you have to realize some of the things that we're doing is double-minded. It tells us in James, a double-minded man has nothing coming. What are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you mixing the stuff together? What are you mixing? What are you mixing? Let God lead your way. Let God teach us. Let us be a true witness unto Jesus Christ. Let us help God. As God begins to put the people before us, let us have a life that we live before them, that they can be watch our life and see that God delivered me, he can deliver you. If he brought me out of drawers, he can bring you out of drawers. If he brought the girl from Horn on the streets, he can bring you off of the streets. If God brought me out of adultery, he can bring you out of adultery. If God stopped me from lying, he can stop you from lying. We got to just see, we got to line up with it. We got to recognize these things that we're doing that's not lining up with God. We have to cry out, and we have to ask God to show us and let us make a difference. And God will let us make a difference in this world. We have to understand that we are God's children. We have to understand that he put us here for a reason. And that's why I work with Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and called according to his purpose. Are you called according to God's purpose? Are you being called according to your purpose? Whose purpose are you working under? Who are you? When he walk up before us one day, will he tell you to depart from him because he know you because you worked in iniquity? Who are you? What are you doing? Are you doing the assignment God has for you? In Jeremiah, he said, but I knew the plan that I have for you. God knew us before we was put in our mother's womb. We have to understand that we have went through our trial and our tribulation so we can help somebody else. We must understand that God's way is the right way. There's a way that seemeth right, but it's not. It's got to be the way God has ordained it to happen. We have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We have to understand that God is all in all. And once we begin to understand that, then we begin to understand that there is a way that looks like everything is not going your way, and it seems like nobody's going your way, it seems like you don't have a friend, but I'm going to say there is no greater friend than you have in Jesus. I'm going to tell you that he'll be right there whenever you need him. Only thing we got to do is call on him, and we will get an answer. So as we continue to walk down these journeys that we're on, let us get up, y'all. Let's dust ourselves off, and let's start. Let's do it the way God wants us to do. Let us stop leaning to our own understanding. Let us stop making our own agendas. And God's sake, quit saying everything happened. God told you that. My God, let the Spirit walk with you. Let God lead you where he wants you to go. Let God lead you to the people he wants you to help. And let us line up with that. And let us walk in obedience. And if you made a vow to God, keep it. Don't stop. Don't stop. Like the song, Ain't No Stopping Me Now. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep on moving. Keep on moving for God. Because you can search this world high and low, and no matter where you go, you will never find anybody greater than God. But he's right there. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Just keep in mind, as we press, we're doing a pressing now. We're pressing our way. We're pressing our way to walk in obedience because everybody's got their own personal agenda. And we have to cut it out and get back to what God wants us to do. Call on God and you will get an answer. That's why I say it's revival time. It's time for us to have revival, y'all. It's time for us to go back into the Word of God. It's time for us to call on God. It's time for us to get down in sackcloth and fast and pray that we can hear from heaven, that God will make a difference. Because everything in heaven is already settled. And if we call on him, he will settle this earth. We need to ask God to help us as we go. And it doesn't matter who's the front runner. If it's God, let us be for them. Whatever God says, let it be. And Psalms 46:10, it said, be still and know that I am God. We got to know that he God. We got to know that his way is right. We got to know that no matter what it is that we stand boldly, we got to ask him to fill us up. Fill us up. If we ran dry, fill us, refill us, Lord, that we may do the things that you have assigned for us to do in this land, that we know that your word, Lord, is nay and yea, that it's either yes or no. Help us, God, to walk in obedience to you, Father God. And I know there's some things going on. Yeah, it's good. It's itchy. It's good. It's for the ear. It looks like it's well. They doing it, so I'm going to do it. But that da, 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 do you know where the crowd going? Quit following everybody you see now, everything you hear. Because a lot of them dressed up like us and look like us, but they're not a part of us. Don't get tricked. Line up with what the Word of God is saying. If it's not part of what the Word of God is saying, if God didn't say it, then don't line up his word as sin. That's how you could tell. You want to know if you're doing what God is saying in your life, if your life is going against God, then you know you're not lining up with him. So you need to stop it, turn, and come out of it. If your word and what you're doing is lining up with God, to God be the glory. That's how you can tell. Because God blesses his word. God's word does not come back void. Whatever God say, it is so, and it shall be. So just keep that in mind as we continue to walk down these journeys. Because you heard me a long time, I talked about these journeys, and now everybody's beginning to understand that they do have an assignment. Yes, we do have an assignment. Yes, we are on journey. Yes, there's a destiny, but everybody ain't going your way. Everybody cannot come to the level as God moves you. Everybody's not going there. Everybody you walk with ain't going your way. And it don't make them a bad person or nothing. But you just have to know. You got to know that you know what God is telling you to do. Get on board and find out and walk in obedience to God. And as you begin to walk in obedience to God, ask God to show you the secret things. Ask God to start revealing things to you. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to be tested. Your devil is going to come and he's going to throw things at you and throw things at you. And you're going to go so far. Because I did something yesterday, between yesterday and today, I went so far. But yet, when the Holy Ghost quickened my spirit, I turned around and I repented. And I came out of it. I didn't go on for it. Didn't open up a door that I could not close. But it seemed it right to me to do it. It seemed it right, but it was not right. It was a trick from the pits of hell. And the Holy Ghost quickened my spirit. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say unto me to come out and repent and turn. And I did it before I could do more damage to myself. Because it's the thing that seemeth right. It's not right. God, whatever you've been praying for, wait on God. And know that God is going to bring it to fruition. God is God. If God said it, he'll bring it to pass. God is not short on his promises. And I don't care what they bring to you, what kind of pity party that's brought to you, don't you fall for it. You stand still and know that he is God. And when I begin to see the trick, and begin to repent and turn, I began to see God. I saw God walk. I saw God in it. I saw God. I saw God again. I saw God in it. And that's what you got to do. Because it's a trick trying to turn us and make us compromise. We cannot compromise with the devil. If you let the devil ride, he's going to drive your car in a minute. Don't let him do it. And believe me, God got away, and believe me, God is going to answer your prayers. He will come and see about you just when you need him the most. So trust him and know that God is God, and there is a way that seemeth right, but it's not. There, it says in Proverbs 14 and 12, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the way of death, it's destruction. It was going to tear you down and destroy your life. And you will not be able to finish your assignment. And you must finish your assignment for Jesus Christ. I thank you and I praise God for allowing me to come out here and share this word with you. Because I wanted somebody needed to know. They needed to know what you're in is not right. What you're doing is not right. And the Holy Ghost is continuously talking to you. Now, don't let him turn you over to a reprobate mind. Hear when the Spirit of the Lord said, when you have an ear, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you. Repent, come out of it. It's still time. And watch God make a difference in your life. And your blessing is right around the corner. You can tell when a blessing is close because Satan gets busier and busier and busier and busy. Your blessing is right there. Hold on to God's unchanging hand and watch God make a difference in your life. In my closing, Matthew 7, 21 through 23, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Well, I just told you. 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? 23, and then will I confess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work in iniquity. And we don't want to hear that. We want to hear the good and faithful servant. That's what you want from God. So trust God and watch God make a difference in your life. Thank you for listening. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how to thank you for this time and this opportunity, Father God. Thank you that this word will go forward, Father God. Thank you for anointing this word, Father God, that whoever needs to hear it, Father God, it is there for them, Father God, in the season that they need it, Father God. Thank you for right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, God. Thank you for using me, thy servant, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. As I stated, I am Evangelist Kearney. If you need to speak with me, my phone number is 708-715-4545. I am available to you. I am a servant of Jesus Christ. And also, you can hit me on Facebook, Twitter. You can also send me an email at Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. I am available to you. I am a servant to do and walk in obedience as I do my assignment. Thank you all for stopping by to hear this word today. To God be the glory for all that I do. Just remember, just believe and know and have faith and trust God to know that God has the only way. God's way is the only way, and yes, there is good news. God is God. High, sit high and low. It doesn't matter. And as we begin to sit high and low, and as we ask God to do the things in our life that we ask him to do, then we have to understand that God is in control of everything. And when God is in control, we don't have to worry about it because God knows the ultimate direction and path that he's taken us in. Sometimes we don't understand, but there is a way that God has already set up for us. And as you know that he set it up for you, just trust him and watch him bring you through because that's the kind of God he is. And then as you ask him to bring you through, then ask him to fill you up, fill you with his word, fill you with his love, his compassion, and show you the way that he wants you to go. And he'll do that. That's the kind of God he is. So press, keep on pressing, and just ask him. And as I go, I'm going to play the record going off, Fill Me Up. Thank you. Yes, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ooh, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it your way, Lord. Yes, God.